and senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Maxwell Opoku Ajimang, has raised concerns about alleged contracts being given out by the outgoing government. According to him, although no law bars the government from doing so, it is in bad taste and will leave a huge burden on the incoming government. Yesterday, the spokesperson of the transitional team for the NPP, Yao Safo Mafu, made allegations about some contracts and new recruitments into the military and police, as well as employment into the civil service and other government agencies. As he says, will hamper a smooth transition. Lawyer Maxwell Opoku Ajimang, in an interview with Radio Ghana, says these new appointments and contracts will not reflect in the handing over notes and may cause problems.
If it indeed it is true, then all of us have to be very, very worried. Own private company and the managing director's term of office has expired, and before he leaves, decide to employ people or enter into an agreement which has financial implications of the, on the company. I think that even in the private corporate world, it will not be prudent, and it will be a mark of bad faith, and I hope it is not true.
But is it right for an outgoing government to be doing this now?
On technical legal setting, the president is president until he hands over. So on a strict legal application, there's nothing wrong with it. Until he hands over, he is still the president. If he must act in the interest of the country and do things, he cannot say, I am waiting for the next person. There should be no lacuna. There should be a continuity of governance. So there's no problem. That is on a technical point of view. But whatever that is done, we must also look at good faith. That is, whatever he's doing, it is in the interest of the state. And I think that encumbering the incoming government with debt or with personnel in other things, I think in good faith, even if it is not strictly illegal, I think that law must not be in that strict sense, but rather commonsensical approach and prudence.
Now, seeing that the spokesman for the transition team on the side of the newly elected government has raised issue about these instances, now, what should they do? Should they accept it like that and move on and try to find a way to balance it?
It is good that it is coming out, and I think it is good that the outgoing government should respond and respond appropriately on basis of good faith without trying to hide anything. I think that as a country, we must move forward. And I do not like a system where we are going to equalize, because if something is not good yesterday, it cannot be good today. Therefore, what I think should be done is that they should put a stop to whatever is doing. And things that have already been done, what is the essence of the rush? If the people are qualified, and they are qualified indeed, certainly if you are qualified and you are in the process of being employed, then the government that is coming should be given the opportunity to assess it and then approve of it. The handing over note by law should have been prepared by 21 days to an election. Therefore, now that we have an election, if you add more people, don't you think you are adding more, which will be extra to the handing over notes and therefore will not be known to the incoming administration? What was the reason why the 21 days was put? It was to prevent an addition after the election, so that the transition period will be a free period for stock taking. And when you are taking stock, you don't add debt.
So what should the incoming governments do? Should they also truncate or stop these appointments like the NDC government did, or should they just accept it?
As it is now, they don't have power, but after January 7th, when power is transferred, I think that they should take case by case and deal with them.
Lawyer and senior law lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Maxwell Opoku Ajimang, talking to Doreen Ampofu.